Good evening and welcome to coverage of the 2015 Daviess County Fair Queen Contest on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. Tonight's broadcast is sponsored in part by the following local businesses: Ancients Farm Market, Crop Production Services, the Odin Family Dentistry, Daviess Martin REMC, the Odin Pharmacy and the Prescription Shop, Blesch Brothers Equipment in Odin, Boyd Grain Trucking and Buying in Washington, the Odin Veterinary Clinic, A&R Home Center, BASF, Farm Credit Services, McAllister Machinery, Freddie Energy, Anna Lou Chapman, your REMAX Real Estate Broker, the Washington Nursing Center, Daviess County Right to Life, Eastgate Manor, Good Samaritan Home Center, and Buchanan Mechanical. Now let's go live to Elnora, Indiana, and Kay Stafford, your Master of Ceremonies.
Good evening. Welcome to the 2015 Miss Daviess County Fair Pageant. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to our fair, and I would like to make sure that all of you have voted for our People's Choice. Again, those are the containers to my right. I hope that all of you have voted for People's Choice. The girls have spent countless hours, I'm sure, on those containers. They're very beautiful. Again, this year it is the year of the farmer. And if you look at those containers, I can see the tractors from here. If you look around, we have tried to stay with the state fair theme this year by using the theme of the year of the farmer. We have done a lot with that this year. We have tractors everywhere. We have a lot of farm items everywhere. So throughout the evening, you're going to see a lot of that. So I'd like to start this evening by introducing to you our 2014 Miss Daviess County Fair Queen, Miss Lacey Knight. Please give her a very warm welcome. She's been such a delight to have for our Fair Queen. Miss Lacey Knight, yes, sir, 2014-15 Daviess County Fair Queen. She is the daughter of Miss Edith Knight of Odin, 2014 graduate of North Daviess High School in Elnora. She is also a 2014 graduate of Oakland City University with her Associate of Science degree in General Studies. Currently, Lacey is attending Vincennes University, majoring in social work. Lacey will be graduating Vincennes in December of 2015 with her Associate's in social work. She plans to continue her education at the University of Southern Indiana with a master's degree in social work. At Vincennes University, Lacey has been highly involved in the social work club on campus and will be serving as an officer in the club for the next semester. Lacey also represented Daviess County at the Indiana State Fair, where she competed against girls all over Indiana for the title of Miss Indiana State Fair in January of 2015. Lacey has enjoyed the many things she has participated in as Miss Daviess County 2014-15, like participating in the livestock by handing out ribbons, the baby show, the demo, parades, Indiana State Fair, and much more. Lacey has made many new friends and met new people by having this experience. The thing Lacey will remember the most about serving as Miss Daviess County is the impact she has made on young girls. Lacey enjoyed walking around the fairgrounds and handing out small crowns to little girls. Seeing their faces light up, she knew she was making an impact on their lives, as well as serving as a positive role model. Let's give Lacey a very, very big hand. She has been a real delight. One more person I want to introduce to you is the gentleman standing behind me. This is Specialist Larson. He kind of got thrown into this evening. We have a nice stage this year. This is something that we're trying this year. The fair board decided to rent us this stage to use this year. But as you notice, there's no handrail. So I got this gentleman who has a booth set up behind the stage and said, hey, can I borrow you for a couple of hours? So let's give him a big round of applause for helping us out this evening. We'd like to thank him. Of course, you know, who wouldn't want to take the job of holding hands with all these good-looking girls tonight, you know? Seems to me like you've got a pretty good job. Now I'm going to turn this over to Lacey. She's going to introduce some other queens that are going to help us out with emceeing this evening. Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Davis County Fair 2015. First of all, I would like to recognize Abby McCormick, Miss 2012. She's going to be helping us MC tonight. Secondly, I'd like to recognize Miss Jenna Schaefer, who is Miss 2007 Davis County Fair Queen. She is also going to be helping us MC tonight. Nextly, I would like to recognize Miss Ellie Jarrett, Miss Davis County 2013. All right, and these are the ladies going to be helping us MC tonight and also serving as past fair queens. Can we all give them a round of applause? Thank you, ladies. I would also like to recognize we have some royalty outside of the county. We have Miss Catfish Festival, Ashley Phillips. She graduated in 2014 from Shoals, and she's 17 years old. Kirsten Wood, she is Miss Green County, or Martin County, sorry, 2014. She is 19 years old and from Lagodi, Indiana. Last but not least, I would like to welcome our judges. Mr. Jimmy Harper is a 52-year-old resident of Vincennes, Indiana. He is a U.S. Army veteran. Jimmy is a certified judge for the Miss America organization. He volunteers with the Miss Indiana America program throughout the year in many different capacities. Jimmy has been a listed stylist for the past 16 years. In his free time, he enjoys volunteering, gardening, and lounging around the pool. Margaret McGriffin from Vincennes, Indiana, and has been a hairdresser all of her life, and she still continues to do hair. Margaret is a past president of the Evansville Hair Design Guide and is a past president of the Knox County Cosmetology Association. She has been preliminary judging for the Miss Vincennes University Scholarship Pageant for 25 years and has judged numerous county fair pageants. She owns and operates Margaret's Hair Design for 30 years and now is a stylist at the studio in downtown Vincennes. Lastly, I'd like to introduce Nancy Stream, who is a cosmetologist for 13 years. She lives on a farm with her husband, Dow, in rural Richland County, Illinois. She enjoys sewing, gardening, fishing, and spending time with her family. Can we all give them a round of applause?
Okay, at this time, I would like to bring out Miss Jonna Williams. She was our 2014 People's Choice. Let's give Jonna a warm welcome. She is going to introduce the girls this evening for their personality outfits. We ask each of the girls to write their own bio for their personality outfit and come out in their own personality outfit to tell a little bit about themselves. So they have written their own bio. Jonna will introduce them and read their own bio for the personality outfits. Thank you, Jonna.
First off this evening, we will have Tara Jolliffe. She is the daughter of Charles Jolliffe and Deanna Pershing of Odin. Tara has chose to wear her cheerleading uniform for her personality outfit tonight. She wore this as a reminder of her leadership skills and her positive outlook on life. Tara was the captain of the cheer squad her senior year and a varsity cheerleader all 4 years of her high school career. Tara has been a part of North Davie's cheer team since she was in the fifth grade and has attended every cheer clinic for basketball and football since she was in the pre-K. Tara has received multiple awards for cheerleading, such as a placement award, mental attitude award, dedication award, spirit award, senior award, and leadership award. Tara worked very hard to get where she was on the cheer team her senior year and applied her best skills and positive outlook to reach her personal goals. Tara tried her best to be a good role model for the younger girls that looked up to her. Tara enjoyed getting the experience and helping younger girls learn cheers and show them the true purpose of cheerleading. Her favorite part of cheerleading was the cheer clinics and being able to show the younger girls how much fun cheerleading can be and being able to share that experience with her teammates. Thank you, Tara. Washington with her parents, Terry and Jennifer Carr. This evening, Jordan chose to wear her lifeguard uniform. Jordan chose to wear this because within the past 2 years, she has spent countless hours lifeguarding at the Davies County YMCA and the Washington City Pool, as well as giving swim lessons to children from all around the county. Jordan says she loves her job for the reason that she feels as if she's giving back to her own community. Jordan also enjoys the fact that she gets to spend most of her summer days outside soaking up the sun at the local pool. Thank you, Jordan. Next up, we have Miss Patty Newton. Patty is the daughter of John and Martha Newton of Washington. Tonight, Patty has chose to wear her internship scrubs. This past year, she was given the opportunity to intern in the surgical department at Davies Community Hospital. Every morning, she experienced a new procedure. Many interns would have been squeamish in the operating room, but Patty felt as if she had found her future home. Each person at Davies Community Hospital welcomed her and displayed a caring attitude each and every day. Patty could not thank the doctors and nurses in the surgical department enough for their time and patience in explaining their daily routine. Whether it was letting her grab a warm blanket or just making sure she understood how and why the procedure was being performed, the staff at the Davies Community Hospital always made her feel a part of the team. After her semester in the department, her passion to become an anesthesiologist was confirmed. Patty is excited to start this journey, and the daily work attire is also pretty comfy. Thank you, Patty. Next up, we have Miss Danielle Hopkins. She is the daughter of Dave and April Moore of Montgomery. Tonight, Danny is wearing her welding gear because when you look at her, you would never guess that welding is her passion. She has always had a heart for this skill and is pursuing a welding technology career. She wants to thank her mother for her passion for welding and hopes to follow in her mother's footsteps. Next up, we have Miss Audra Stallman. She is the daughter of Kevin and Brenda Stallman of Washington. Audra is wearing a Camp Ileana summer staff t-shirt. She's wearing this because she loves the work she gets to do there. Audra also decided to wear this staff shirt because working at Camp Ileana does not feel like a job. The other staff members are like family to her, and she feels most like herself when she is working at Camp Ileana.
Bring up all the girls one more time so you can see them in their personality outfit, just so that you can see this is who they really are. Five beautiful young ladies, all very different young ladies. Thank you, girls. You're now excused. You can go back and get ready for your speeches. Thank you very much. If I can have a girl out here now to do my sponsors. Would you draw your sponsors, please?
Okay. We like to give credit to all of our sponsors because without them, it wouldn't be possible. First, we have Donaldson Insurance. We have Jones & Sons, First Federal Bank, Savings Bank of Washington, Hans Termite and Pest Control, Thompson Insurance, Williams Brothers Healthcare, Bambini's, Washington Coin and Jewelry, Wonderful Life, Daly's Furniture, A&R, The Produce Patch, Jeffers Auto, Ebony Cuts & More, The Angle Inn Bar & Grill, Stahl's Lakeview Restaurant, Edward D. Jones, Allen, Bubbalo, and Sarah Browning, The End Zone, Eastside Vet Clinic, The Times Herald, The Odin Journal, Myers Flower Shop, Casey's and Odin, The Elnora Fire Station, The WAMW Radio Station, Davies County Fair Board, Kaufman Real Estate and Rental, Hammer and Sons Tire and Repair, Sensational Tans, and The Callahan Stand.
Thank you. Once again, we would like to thank all of our sponsors. Without our sponsors, we could do nothing. We would not have this pageant at all. I would like to bring out Miss Lacey Knight and have her tell you a little bit about her year as Miss Davies County 2014. I know that she has had an awesome year. I know she's been very busy. She has done a lot. She has done probably more than was expected of her. She's been quite busy throughout the year. So, Miss Lacey Knight, if you'd like to come out, please.
Hi again, everyone. All right. So, this year has been a very busy year for me. I got to go up to the Indiana State Fair and compete against girls from all over the county. Or all of the state, actually, and all different counties. I also got to help out all around the fair during the fair week. I got to help out pass ribbons for all the livestock. I got to do demolition derby, all the fun stuff that you get to do at the fair. One thing that is really awesome about the Davis County Fair is that we have a little something for everyone, whether you have small children, whether, you know, you love going to the derby, or even if it's just for the food, we're pretty up there. We got you covered. Today at 6 p.m. was the horse show, and tomorrow is the 23rd of Tuesday. There's going to be karaoke at 6 p.m., and the carnival also opens at 6 p.m.
Lacey has also been a judge for our Little Miss and Misters this year. As a couple of my girls who are in the contest this year are judges for the Little Miss and Mister contest. So that means that Saturday morning they showed up way before they had to be here for the judging for the Queen contest. They showed up bright and early to judge the Little Miss and Mister contest for pre-judging, and they will come back Wednesday night to judge again in the Little Miss and Mister contest here at the fair. So they put in a lot of time on this. You're going to have to bear with us here for a few minutes while they set up the stage for speeches. I've got a couple of kids who are going to set up some things on the stage. Each girl was given the title of How Farming Affects Daviess County. They were told that props do help. It does help to use props because visual items can help when you give your speech. So most of the girls do have props. We're going to set each girl's props up, take them down, and set up the next girl's. I'm hoping the boys are bringing up the props for the first girl's speech here. Boys, you need to bring them over here where the steps are, please. Thank you. We don't pay our help very well. We get a lot of help, but we don't pay them well. Thanks, guys. Do you remember where she wanted everything sitting? Okay. Can you take the microphone down too, please? The whole thing. Let's bring it down. Again, like I said, I'm sorry. I know it's hot in here, but you're going to have to bear with us for just a few minutes while they get the stage set up for her speech. I hope that everybody enjoys the fair this year. We have had a slow start to the fair with all the rain that we had Saturday. We had to cancel the parade Saturday. It will be next Saturday at the same time, but just a week late. Kind of puts everything in a different perspective because we will have a new queen. So all of our queen candidates, instead of being on the float for queen candidates, one of them is already going to be the new queen. Same way with our Little Miss and Misters. Instead of them all being on the float for candidates, one of them is going to be already crowned. But you know what? We're going to make it work just like we always do. The water has all dried up quite a bit. Tonight, everything is going to get going. Everything's going to move along real good. I hope you all come back for everything. Looks like tonight, all the rides are going. Tomorrow night, we're going to have karaoke out here. Wednesday night, the Little Miss and Mister will be going on, as well as the Open Beef Cattle Show. Thursday night, we're going to have tractor pulls. Friday night is a sheep show, George Tipton, and a demolition derby. Saturday is a new thing for us. We're going to have go-karts. So we hope that everybody comes out for the go-karts because that's something new for us. Hope that you all enjoy that.
To ask Ms. Catfish Festival to come up here real quick. All right. Now I'd like you to maybe tell us a little bit what you've done, since you're a little bit different, not a county fair queen, but representing your festival.
Hello. So basically, after I was crowned, I just walked around our festival, and there's different events that we have at our festival, and we just go there, the queens go, and we take pictures with all the groups, and then basically the rest of it, we's just riding in parades. There's not, like, anything big to do with our festival, so that's basically it. So I've been in tons of parades this year. Like, I was in 3 this weekend, so it's pretty crazy, but yeah, that's basically it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we're ready to move the podium up, boys. Excuse me, gentlemen, if you'll move the podium up on the stage for me. It's a lot of moving here, and I'm sorry, but it's awfully hot in here to be moving furniture, but that's what we're going to do for the next few minutes. Okay, boys, if you want to sit this up there on the podium, please.
Hi, everyone. Sorry about that. Just making sure you're awake out there. All right, so up first to speak is Miss Jordan Carr. Jordan Carr lives in Washington with her parents, Terry and Jennifer Carr. She is a 2015 graduate of Washington High School. In high school, she played volleyball and participated in student council for 4 years, as well as being a 10-year member of 4-H. She plans on attending Indiana University in the fall and plans to major in biology. I'm really excited for her to go to IU, go Hoosiers. After those 4 years, she plans on applying to IUPUI with high hopes of being admitted into dental school. Carr is sponsored by Kaufman Real Estate and Rentals in Plainville. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jordan Carr, and I want to welcome you all to the Davies County Fair. I hope everyone has an awesome week and eats a lot of delicious fair food. Now, there are many obvious reasons why farming affects Davies County. Look around you. Due to the fact that about 83% of Davies County is farmland, I am very confident that on your drive here, each and every one of you saw fields of crops or some kind of livestock. But there are many reasons that farming affects Davies County in a less obvious way. Farming is a huge factor when it comes to employment in Davies County. Many of the residents here are employed as farmers, farmhands, truck drivers, mechanics, and the list goes on and on. Our county's largest employer is the Purdue Turkey Processing Facility, which is located in Washington. It employs over 800 people and has 20,000 associates nationwide. Combined, these facilities produce over 260 million pounds of turkey. Now, believe it or not, Davies County has a lot more to offer than turkey. We produce a whole lot of other crops and livestock as well. Davies County farms include a large variety of crops, such as corn, wheat, soybeans, cantaloupe, and my favorite, watermelon. Farmers also raise an abundance of livestock, such as turkey, cattle, swine, sheep, and chickens. The selling price of these crops and livestock can really influence the economy of our county. Manufacturing is also affected by farming in Davies County. There are many small businesses that design and manufacture trailers, barns, sheds, and facilities to be used by the farming community for transportation, storage, and shelter. The buying and selling of these products also contributes to our economy. Lastly, farming plays a huge part in the well-being of Davies County. Because I have grown up in this area and have worked on my Grandma and Grandpa Barry's farm, I understand this firsthand. It is easy to see how many of the farmers of Davies County are selfless and charitable. They donate a good percentage of their earnings back into the community. Many local farms help by sponsoring events and donating money or supplies to local schools and churches. Our farms directly influence our county's employment, manufacturing, economy, and overall well-being. I believe that it takes a special kind of person to put forth the time and effort that our farmers do in order to keep Davies County up and running, and to them, I would like to say thank you.
Thank you so much, Jordan. Up next, we have Danny Hopkins. Danny Hopkins is the daughter. I'm sorry. We're going to wait just a second to move the props. How's everyone feeling tonight? Are we all warm in here? Yeah? These boys are doing a great job. Thank you. All right. Like I said, up next is Danny Hopkins. Danny Hopkins is the daughter of Dave and April Moore of Montgomery. She was graduated from Bar Reef High School in 2013 and is currently attending Vincennes University. Hopkins recently graduated with an Associate of Science degree and is currently working toward a Bachelor's degree in Science and Technology concentration, Welding Technology. Hopkins is sponsored by West Bob's Lake. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Danielle Hopkins, and welcome to this year's 2015 Davies County Fair. Farming. When you think of farming in Davies County, you think of corn, soybeans, and some even think turkeys. But many don't think of the important effects it has on our county and on our lives. Farming has a huge effect on Davies County. Around here, it is simply a way of life, our life. Farming is a daily lifestyle that affects each and every one of us in one way or another. Without farming, whether it is the countless fields of corn and soybeans that stretch towards the horizon, or the endless rows of turkey barns that seem to stretch along the hills, this county simply wouldn't be the same. If we didn't have farming, we wouldn't have many businesses the size that they are or the success that they have, and some would cease to exist anymore. 19% of the local farms in Davies County produce $100,000 each year at the end of each harvest season. And with being one of the smaller farming counties around, we sure do hold our own. With all of the land and businesses affected by farming, I think that there should be more programs and classes directed towards farming. Whether it's an agriculture business class or simply soil judging classes, I think it is important to involve our students in the farming community here. Some schools do have FFA, but it's not available for all the students that don't have it offered at their school. Teaching kids just what it takes to be a farmer and the importance of farming is not only teaching them about statistics and the appreciation of our farmers, it's teaching them how to be self-sufficient and leaving them with a skill that will stay with them forever. Exposing them to everything that it takes to be a farmer and opening their eyes to how much impact that farming has on this community and how it's not just about planting the fields and waiting for the crops to grow or feeding the animals until it's time to send them off. It's about running and fixing the equipment, checking the fields to make sure the soil is up to peak, and raising and caring for the animals. I would like to say a quote from Paul Harvey's So God Made a Farmer speech to the 1978 Kansas City, Missouri FFA convention. God said, "I need somebody to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make a harness out of hay wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, and who, come planting time and harvest season, will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, then, painted from tractor back, put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer." Exposing kids of all ages to the importance of farming and just how much it affects this county could, and hopefully will, spark their interest to want to pursue an education in agriculture, which will lead them to a world of opportunity and a life of success. And with that education, they will return to Davies County and make an impact on my life and yours. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Danny. We're going to take a little bit of time and prepare for the next girl. These boys are doing a great job helping us out. Can we give the boys a round of applause while we're waiting? Thank you. Okay, so up next for speeches, we have Tara Jolliffe. Tara Jolliffe is the daughter of Charles Jolliffe and Deanna Pershing of Odin. She recently was graduated from North Davies High School, where she was active in cheerleading, FFA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, American Red Cross, Cougar Crazies, Art Club, Special Forces, Track, and Field and Yearbook. Jolliffe plans on attending Vincennes University to major in nursing and minor in ASL. She is sponsored by Hammer & Sons Tire and Repair Odin. Thank you.
Hello, and thank you for coming out to the 2015 Davies County Fair. Farming plays an important role in any county, of course, because they feed all the people. Farming is particularly valued in Davies County because it's everywhere. According to Ag Census, USDA.gov, there are 1,225 farms in Davies County alone. Everywhere you look, you're bound to see at least one farmer. Farming is the primary industry in Davies County. There are 225,125 acres in farmland, averaging each farm to be at least 182 acres per farmer. 89% of all farmers are farmland is owned and operated by the local people and their families. Whenever you ask people about Davies County, it's often described as farming and Amish people. Farming provides a lot of people with their jobs. Besides farming in itself, there are truck drivers that have to haul the grain to the different places around Davies County. Farming can provide teenagers with their jobs as well, such as loading corn and grain into the trailers or corn detasseling. Farming has a lot of positive impacts on the land around our beautiful county. It helps improve soil health and water quality and restore and reserve critical habitats. Farming also helps the potential degradation of the soil and the human health. Some people think of farmers as people that just take over our land and don't use it wisely. But farming consists of raising livestock for our meat and our dairy needs. Corn for grain, wheat for grain, soybeans and forage land used for all hay, grass, silage, and grain chops. Not everyone realizes that we use farming in our daily lives. However, farming in Davies County is more than just growing crops and livestock and how much of it we can raise. Farmers have to do a lot of research into their stocks. They have to research the chemicals that they use so that they don't get into the water and contaminate the water that we drink. Farmers have to think about everyone in the community and not just themselves and their land. The ultimate goal of farming is to achieve outcomes in agriculture that benefit people everywhere. Farming has a huge impact in our daily lives, and I appreciate everything that they do for us. Thank you to all of the local farmers, and have a nice evening.
Thank you so much, Tara. In speeches is Audra Stallman. Audra Stallman is the daughter of Kevin and Brenda Stallman of Washington. She participated in Davies County 4-H, where she is a 10-year member. Stallman graduated from Washington High School in 2014. While in high school, she participated in Student Council, Beta, and DECA. She also played soccer, basketball, and tennis all 4 years of high school. She currently attends Lipscomb University in Nashville, Tennessee, where she majors in biology with the hope of attending a medical school in the future. Her sponsor is Callahan Stand, Washington.
Hi, everybody. My name is Audra Stallman, and welcome to the Davies County Fair. Thanks for coming. Okay. Farming is a huge part of Davies County. It, as you all know, it contributes to our daily life. You can't really go anywhere in the county without at least seeing a cornfield, a bean field, or a tractor, a combine, something like that. And farming is not just crops or animals like this little guy over here. Everybody in Davies County farms in some way, whether it be gardening or landscaping or something like that. I remember growing up, my grandfather had a cornfield, and our whole family would help out with it. Towards the end of the summer, when the corn was ready, we'd all, my sister, my mom, my dad, aunts, uncles, and cousins, we'd all go out to my grandpa's house and help get the corn ready for the rest of the year. We created our own little assembly line. Someone would go and pick the corn, and somebody else would then shuck it, and then we'd cut it. The next person would then take it inside, and my grandma would cook it, and we'd freeze it. And I can tell you, there is nothing better than my grandmother's sweet corn. Which really is what farming is all about, having food that you've made yourself and you can prepare, and the everything tastes better when you put your own effort into it and how well, it just makes it taste better. And or if you've made something, it's, it really can't be explained. You have to experience making something yourself or growing it yourself to understand how much better it tastes. And then the extra corn we'd have from the cornfield, my cousin, sister, and I, we'd all go out and we would sell it in a wagon in the front yard, and it was just fun to have. And farming does more than gives food and great family memories. It teaches you a lot about work ethic and certain life skills, which most of which I was taught and learned in 4-H. Being a 10-year 4-H member, I learned a lot through all my different projects, such as photography taught me patience and to take your time, and sometimes it takes a while to get that right picture that you want. And food preparation taught me that practice makes perfect. And it really takes a lot to practice to get something the way you want it. And sewing taught me the same thing, and also that it's okay to fail. It's how you grow and learn, and how you really respond to your failure or what you think you didn't do quite as well is key to help you learn and grow into who you should be. And also, showing sheep taught me a lot as far as responsibility to take care of your animals, because if you don't walk them, they won't sit here real nice like this guy does at all. The farming culture in Davies County is, it was, makes us who we are. Farming is a way of life, more than just food and a source of income. Although I'm not sure where I will end up in the future, I know that I'll always be able to take the good hard work ethic and skills I've learned through farming with me. Davies County would not be the same place it is without all the farming we do here. The farming culture is what makes us who we are. Thank you.
One more speech coming up. These guys are doing a great job helping us. I feel like the speech is always the most nerve-wracking, speaking in front of a crowd. So these girls are really doing a great job. speak in this heat, and up next we have formal wear. So these girls really are doing a great job keeping a smile on their face and dealing with the jitters. You guys are helping us set up the stage. They're always great guys. All right. I think we are ready for our last, but certainly not least, speaker, Patty Newton. Patty Newton is the daughter of John and Martha Newton of Washington. She recently graduated from Washington High School. During her time at WHS, she served as her class president for 4 years, student council member, and was an active member in the Beta Club for 3 years. Newton will also be a 10-year 4-H member this year. Patty's future plans include attending the great Indiana University, where she plans on majoring in chemistry this fall with the hope of attending medical school in the future. She is sponsored by Sensational Tans of Washington and Vincennes. Thank you.
Good evening, and welcome to the 2015 Davies County Fair. My name is Patty Newton. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for coming out and supporting each of us this evening. Tonight, I would like to inform you of the many ways farming impacts Davies County. Davies County has cultivated a big name for themselves in the farming business. As you drive through the county, it is evident that we are a farming community. Acres of crops, grain bins, and livestock can be seen all over the area. Farming is a family tradition in Davies County. Whether these farms are raising crops or livestock, each play a major role in contributing to our economy. Farming is the largest business in the county. Crop production is the leading branch of farming that we have to offer. Economic growth and stability of our area revolve around Davies County agriculture. Over the years, farming has changed tremendously. Farmers are not only serving the community, but now they are accommodating the world. Davies County is one of the top crop producing counties in the state. With this responsibility comes great reward. Farming in Davies County has established many jobs for the area. Since we are home to 225,156 acres of farmland, it was clear that we mean business in the agricultural world. Our highest produced crop is corn at approximately 106,935 acres. This large sum of land area caught the attention of the Kent Corporation. They decided to lay the foundation of Grain Processing Corporation in Davies County. The high volume of corn production made it a no-brainer for GPC to plant roots in our community because of their demand for grain. Grain Processing Corporation is creating jobs through their business while also helping out the local farmer. GPC processes 100,000 bushels of corn, which totals around 606 acres each day. The constant demand for corn forces them to have higher bid prices. The farmers of Davies County are benefiting by earning more for their abundant crop, and they are able to stay close to home. Utilizing a local processing company aids in making the farmers' reward greater, and it is creating job opportunities for the people of Davies County. When looking at the big picture of the Davies County job market, farmers themselves are a small minority. Their work on the farms opened the door to so many economic opportunities. Tractor supply stores, processing plants, and construction companies are all results of the successful farming history Davies County has had over the years. Farming is one of the most important factors for a thriving economy in Davies County. It is the root of our county's success. Without the legacy of being an agricultural powerhouse, Davies County would not be where it is today at an economical standpoint. The local farmer is the seed for a strong, economically sound community. We have the area farmers to thank for their hard work in the fields to provide for Davies County. Thank you.
It's me again. Once again, I'm going to read off the sponsors because without them, this couldn't happen. But we have Donaldson Insurance, Jones & Sons, First Federal Bank Savings Bank of Washington, Hans Termite and Pest Control, Thompson Insurance, Williams Brothers Healthcare, Bambini's, Washington Coin and Jewelry, Wonderful Life, Daly's Furniture, A&R, Produce Patch, Jeffers Auto, Ebony Cuts and More, Angle Inn Bar and Grill, the Stalls Lakeview Restaurant, Edward D. Jones, Alan Bubalo, and Sarah Browning, End Zone, the Eastside Vet Clinic, the Times Herald, the Odin Journal, Myers Flower Shop, the Casey's in Odin, the Elnora Fire Station, WAMW Radio Station, Davies County Fair Board, Kaufman Real Estate and Rental, Hammer and Sons Tire and Repair, Sensational Tans, and the Callahan Stand.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys for coming out tonight. I get the pleasure right now to tell you all a little bit about my experience as Fair Queen. I was crowned Miss Davies County in 2013 by the lovely Abby McCormick, and I had the most wonderful experience. Being Fair Queen was something that I looked forward to ever since I was a little girl. My family was very actively involved in 4-H and the county fair, and so going into the ring and always seeing the Fair Queen pass out ribbons or walk around the fair with her crown and get to be involved in every aspect of the fair as a little girl, that was my dream. So one of my most memorable moments about being Fair Queen was getting to be in those shoes finally and be kind of that role model to the younger girls that were running around the fair and pass out ribbons in the show ring and get to hog wrestle and go to the demo derby and all of those fun things. Another great experience I had was at the Indiana State Fair, where I met some really great friends who are still my great friends, Miss Dubois County and Miss Vandenberg County specifically. And then I had the honor of being in the top 10 at the Indiana State Fair as well, which is a really great experience. So I would just like to encourage any girls out there who are here tonight thinking about running for Fair Queen, maybe aren't sure if they really want to do it or not, to absolutely go out and do it because it's a great opportunity not only to meet new people, but to also just get involved in your county and develop yourself personally. There's so many great life skills that you obtain from this experience. So. So some more about being Miss Davies County. These girls have been, I know, working really hard this past week preparing for this contest tonight. They've had a long week. They've had to, they were supposed to walk in the parade, but unfortunately that was canceled for rain. They have a great big long day with the judges where they have lunch, get together, meet the judges. They have an interview process. They have a suit, business wear to model. And tonight you get to see them putting kind of the final touches on everything. Modeling their evening gowns, which they'll get to do next, and giving their speeches. So they've been working really hard for the past couple months preparing for all of this. So I know they've been working really hard. They're back there really nervous, but also excited for all of this.
Miss Chelsea. She was the 2013 Miss Davis County first runner-up and Miss Congeniality. All right. Chelsea, why don't you tell us a little bit about your year?
It was a wonderful learning experience. Us girls had so much fun doing pig wrestling, going to the parade, and then plus after the contest, we got to ride all the rides for free. That was fun.
Definitely. Now, even though
you came in as first runner-up. You still had a great time, though, right?
Yes.
I think that's awesome because, especially with the Miss Davis County contest, I feel that even if you don't place, you all feel like you're connected and we all really stick together during the fair week. Thank you so much, Chelsea. All right, and I'd like to bring up Glenna Jolliffe. Hi, Glenna. Glenna Jolliffe was our 2006 Miss Davis County. Her current name is Miss Glenna Kaiser. All right, so what really stood out to you about the Davis County Fair?
I think the thing that I remember the most about the fair was just interacting with the people and being a part of the community. Like every night when I got here, I'd walk around and just little ones would come up to you and want to shake your hand, play with your crown. It just was such a great experience, and I feel like it really prepared me for being an adult. And now looking back on it, I know that it made me a better person and kind of who I am today.
Thank you so much, Glenna. All right, next I'd like to bring out Miss Jenna. Jenna is the 2007 Miss Davis County Fair Queen. All right, Jenna. What is the most important thing you think comes out of the Davis County Fair Queen pageant?
That's hard, but I'm also not running this year, so I guess I can answer how I want. I'd say there's a couple, more than one important thing. People's biggest fear, they say, is to get up and speak in front of people. So for all these girls to get up here, and I only have to speak for a minute, and they have to speak for 3 to 5, so that seems a lot tougher. But just to get up here and speak in front of people, I mean, you're just winning at that. I mean, I remember after I won, trying to get girls to do it the year after, and they'd say, oh, no, I'm not getting up on that stage. And just that is something, just learning to speak in front of people. You have to interact with so many different adults and just meet new people, and that makes you go outside of your comfort zone. And I just think that that is something that everybody should try, because you never know who you're going to meet or what you're going to learn from it. And I know I'm an extremely anxious person, and getting up here and speaking in front of people was my nightmare, but it's just helped me more and more meet people. And now I'm a journalist. I don't know how that happened, but I like to talk now in front of people. So I think it's just important things like that.
Thank you so much, Jenna. That was Miss Jenna Schaefer, Miss 2007, Miss Davis County Fair Queen. Now I'd like to bring out Miss Brenda Stallman. Hello, Brenda.
Hello.
Brenda is the 1986 Miss Davis County Fair Queen. All right, so things were a little bit different when you ran for Miss Davis County, weren't they?
Yeah, just a little.
Why don't you tell us a few of the things that maybe the girls running this year wouldn't be so down with?
When we had the contest back in 86, we had a couple of different components they don't have this year. We actually did a swimsuit component.
Oh, wow.
That was different. And we also had a segment where we all did a choreographed dance together.
See, I don't know if I would have won if that would have been the case.
Yes.
All right. So I know your daughter is actually running this year, isn't she?
She is.
That's awesome. Yeah. Keeping it in the family, right? Well, thank you so much for coming out and speaking today.
Thank you.
again, ladies and gentlemen. I now have the honor of introducing our ladies as they come out and model their evening gowns. Up first, we have Miss Danielle Hopkins. Danielle Hopkins is the daughter of Dave and April Moore of Montgomery. She graduated from Bar Eve High School in 2013 and is currently attending Vincennes University. Danny recently graduated with an Associate of Science degree and is currently working toward a bachelor's degree in science and technology, concentration in welding technology. Danny is sponsored by West Boggs Lake. Is the daughter of Kevin and Brenda Stallman of Washington. She participated in Davies County 4-H, where she is a 10-year member. Audra graduated from Washington High School in 2014. While in high school, she participated in Student Council, Beta Club, and DECA. She also played soccer, basketball, and tennis all 4 years of high school. She currently attends Lipscomb University in Nashville, Tennessee, where she majors in biology with the hope of attending a medical school in the future. Her sponsor is the Callahan Stand of Washington. Up next, we have Miss Patty Newton. Patty Newton is the daughter of John and Martha Newton of Washington. She recently graduated from Washington High School. During her time at WHS, she served as a class president for all 4 years, student council member, and secretary for 4 years, and was an active member in the Beta Club for 3 years. Patty will also be a 10-year member of 4-H this year. Patty's future plans include attending Indiana University and majoring in chemistry this fall, with the hope of attending medical school in the future. Patty is sponsored by Sensational Tans of Washington and Vincennes. Is Tara Jolliffe. Tara Jolliffe is the daughter of Charles Jolliffe and Deanna Pearshing of Odin. She recently graduated from North Davies High School, where she was active in cheerleading, FFA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, American Red Cross, Cougar Crazies, Art Club, Special Forces, Track and Field, and Yearbook. Tara plans on attending Vincennes University to major in nursing and minor in ASL. Tara is sponsored by Hammer & Sons Tire and Repair of Odin. Miss Jordan Carr.
Jordan Carr lives in Washington with her parents Terry and Jennifer Carr. Jordan is a 2015 graduate of Washington High School. In high school, she played volleyball and participated in student council for 4 years, as well as being a 10-year member of 4-H. She plans on attending Indiana University in the fall to major in biology. After those 4 years, she plans on applying to IUPUI with high hopes of being admitted into dental school. Jordan is sponsored by Kaufman Real Estate and Rentals of Plainville. Thank you, Jordan. Let's give one more round of applause for our beautiful contestants up here tonight.
Stage question now. Danny, would you please draw? And then I'd like you to read the question aloud.
How can we promote all that the fair has to offer?
I believe that we can promote all the fair has to offer by going around and hanging flyers, have more radio ads, and have commercials on TV to promote all that Davies County Fair has to offer us. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Hi, Audra. All right. Now, would you please read the question aloud?
How can we get more people interested in participating in the activities at the fair? In order to get more people activated in the activities here at the fair, I believe that we should have more advertisement as well, and also just show people how much fun the things at the fair really are.
Thank you. Hi, Patty. All right, will you please draw your question? All right, now please read the question aloud.
What are the most important responsibilities the new fair queen will have? I believe that the most important new responsibilities the Fair Queen has is being a role model to young girls and the children in the county. They need to be an advocate for Davies County and getting people more involved in what all Davies County has to offer. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Hello, Tara. Would you please draw a question? All right. Would you please read the question aloud to the audience?
Why is the fair so important to the people in Davies County? I think the fair is important to people in Davies County because it's a place where we can all show what we're all about to everyone, and we can just be our true selves and let everyone know that Davies County can be fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hi, Jordan. All right, so draw your onstage question. And would you please read it into the microphone, please?
In your opinion, what is the biggest attraction at the fair and why? In my opinion, the biggest attraction at the fair is the Queen Contest. Because look around you, there's a lot of people packed in this small building. So that is why I believe that it's the biggest attraction at the Davies County Fair.
Thank you so much.
If you would give these girls a very large applause. I'm going to ask that our judges excuse themselves, go over to our first aid office while they tally their votes. I'm going to ask my girls to leave the stage, go behind the stage so that they can be more comfortable for a few moments. And while our judges are off tallying their votes and our girls are making themselves comfortable in the back, we know that's not what they're really doing. They're back there really very nervous and trying to decide what's really going on out here. But in the meantime, we are going to do something with Miss Lacey Knight. We are going to bring Miss Lacey Knight up for her final walk as Miss 2014 Davies County. Please welcome Miss Lacey Knight as Miss Davies County 2014. Please give her a very warm welcome. Miss Lacey Knight. She has been a wonderful queen. Miss Lacey Knight, Miss Davies County 2014. Her final walk. Her final walk, her final wave as Queen of Miss Davies County. We make it sound so final, don't we? She'll always be a queen. She'll always be our queen. Thank you, Miss Lacey. Lacey, we're now going to ask Lacey to give her final speech, her farewell speech. Lacey, would you like the podium? I will get someone to move it up here for you, hon. Give Lacey a warm welcome as she gives her farewell speech to all of us as 2014 Miss Davies County. Thank you, Lacey.
Thank you so much, Kay. When I first decided to run for Miss Davies County, I had absolutely no clue what to expect. I had no clue on how I was going to be judged. If the girls would even like me, or even if I had a chance of winning. I soon found out that the Davies County Fair Queen pageant was going to be one of the best experiences I ever had. For weeks before the contest, we all worked so hard on learning how to sit correctly, walk correctly, turn correctly, and even eat correctly. Then it was time for our interviews and the pageant. I was so nervous. I honestly didn't expect my name to be called, and I was shocked when it was. But even though it was a lot of hard work, the outcome was amazing. While running last year, I made new friends that I will hold dear to my heart for years to come. Many memories that I will never be able to replace. After I won, I got to do all kinds of amazing things. I got to help with everything from the baby show to the demolition derby. I even got to help out with pig wrestling, which actually is kind of hard. I didn't know that. After fair week was over, did not mean I was done. In January, I got to go to Indianapolis to compete for the title of Miss Indiana State Fair. Doing this, I had a blast, meeting girls from all over the state of Indiana. My favorite thing about being Miss Davies County is serving as a positive role model for young girls. I loved going around and passing out tiaras to all the little girls in the fairgrounds and just making their day. It made me so happy. I would like to say that every girl up here is already serving as a role model by doing this. Maybe it's to a sibling, a cousin, a parent, or even a friend. Tonight is their night, crown or not. They have all worked so hard, and I would like to congratulate every single one of them.
although I am sad to see my crown go.
Thank you.
Sorry, guys. Although I'm sad to see my crown go, I know that the next winner will carry on this tradition proudly, and they will get to experience the same amazing things that I did. But most of all, I would like to say a special thank you to Ms. Kay Stafford, our director. None of this would be possible. None of it at all. And Kay is the reason why I've had this experience that I've had. And thank you all for coming to the Davis County Fair. We hope to see you next year as the new Miss Davis County 2015 passes her crown down. Thank you all.
Thank you to Miss Stacy Knight, Miss Davis County 2014. Well, we are waiting for our judges to come back. We are once again going to thank all of our sponsors. If my young lady would come out and go through our sponsor list one more time. Thank you so much.
I know you missed my face, but I'm going to read all the sponsors again for you. We have Donaldson Insurance, Jones and Sons, First Federal Bank Savings Bank of Washington, Hans Termite and Pest Control, Thompson Insurance, Williams Brothers Healthcare, Bambini's, Washington Coin and Jewelry, Wonderful Life, Daly's Furniture, A&R, The Produce Patch, Jeffers Auto, Ebony's Cuts and More, The Angle Inn Bar and Grill, Stahl's Lakeview Restaurant, Edward D. Jones, Alan Bubalo, and Sarah Browning, Endzone, The Eastside Vet Clinic, The Times Herald, The Odin Journal, Myers Flower Shop, The Casey's in Odin, Elnora Fire Station, WAMW Radio Station, Davies County Fair Board, Kaufman Real Estate and Rental, Hammer and Sons Tire and Repair, Sensational Tans, and the Callahan Stand.
Thank you. You know, she can stand here and read through that list of sponsors over and over, and I hope that you do listen to them. And when you hear those sponsors, I know some of them you think, well, what did they give to the Fair Queen contest? A lot of them donate money that we use to buy prizes for the girls. A lot of them donate items that we give to the girls. I don't know if all of you understand what these girls go through before they come up here to participate into the Queen pageant, but they spend 3 to 4 weeks getting ready for this. For 3 or 4 weeks before the contest, they are practicing. They are practicing, and I know this sounds silly, but they practice walking so that when they get up here on stage, they are walking the proper way. They're turning the proper way. They practice sitting in a chair the proper way, so when they sit down and have lunch with the judges, they are sitting in the chair the right way. They practice their manners because they are eating with the judges. The girl who wins the county fair and goes to state, she is eating at the state fair with several judges up there, as well as all of the state fair board members. So we want to make sure when she goes up there, she feels comfortable sitting down to have dinner with all of them. So we go through all of that. It's not, we're not just going to put a crown on a girl and say, oh, go to state, have a good time. We want to make sure that when she gets up there, she fits in, she knows what to do, and that she can win up there just as easily as she could win down here. So it does take a lot of her time. It does take a lot of her, it takes a lot from her to win here. She has a whole lot to put into it to win here at the county fair. So I want you to know that, and I want you to know that our sponsors give a lot for our girls to win. Our winner this evening will win a $500 scholarship for college. The queen will also win a queen ring. It will be a crown ring. She will win a diamond necklace. She will win a large jewelry box. First and second runner-up will win jewelry boxes as well. All of our girls will win a 31 bag this evening. Every girl who was in the contest will win a 31 bag filled with goodies. They will all win T-shirts. They have all already gotten one T-shirt from the end zone, and there will be another one in their bags from A&R. They are all getting phone chargers, and we all know all the girls have phones nowadays, so phone chargers are wonderful items for them. They are getting a little holder for their cell phones. Some of the girls will be getting coolers, which are great things to have nowadays. There's lots and lots of gifts that they get. So like I said, every girl walks away with a gift. Whether they place or not, they will walk away with gifts this evening. So we want all of you to know that our sponsors don't just buy gifts for the girl who wins. And we do appreciate each and every one of our winners, or each and every one of our sponsors. I would like for Lacey to come up this evening. Lacey, if I could ask you, what was your thought last year when they said, and the winner of last year's Queen Contest is Lacey Knight, when I announced that, can you tell me exactly what went through your mind at that moment?
Me? That's what I thought. I did not think I was going to get it at all. And whenever she said it, Ellie, which was the girl who crowned me, was like, go, 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 take your walk. And I was like, oh, man. And it really sunk in. I was shaking the whole time, definitely.
So, see, it really can happen to you. It happened to Lacey, and she had no idea she was going to win. So I'm hoping that those of you girls out there in the audience who are watching, come join us next year, be in our Queen Contest. We'd love to have you. I hope that all of the girls that were in the contest tonight can tell you that they had fun, that it was a good time, that they enjoyed it. I hope that they all had a great experience from it. I also hope that when our judges do come back in, and we thank them, I would like to tell you that the judges that we have do not take anything for judging our contest. We have never had judges for our Queen Contest take any money for it. And I find that really awesome. I know from going to the meetings of other directors of Queen Contest, some of the other contests pay as high as $150 per judge just to get a judge come to their fair to judge their contest. So I feel very fortunate that we have found people that will come and judge our contest and not charge us. They have decided that they will give the money back to us to use for our contest. So we need to thank our judges for that. That's very gracious of them to do that for us. I hope that they are taking a long time, because that means all of our girls are very deserving. That's what I told them all before the contest started this evening. If I was a judge, that I would have 5 winners. So maybe that's how our judges are feeling tonight. Maybe they feel like we should have 5 winners. And since we only have 1 crown, they can't make a decision either. So, I'm sorry it's so warm in here, but you know, it is summer, so hopefully when it's all over, you can all go out to the Midway, ride some rides, have a snow cone, have a sandwich, have a cold drink, enjoy the fair, cool off a little bit out there. I know right now that all sounds really good, doesn't it? Some of those nice cold drinks and some of those cool rides sounds really good right now. So hopefully real soon here we'll get to do that. Don't forget that Wednesday night we do have our Little Miss and Mister contest. That will start at 7. We have 7 little girls in it this year. We have no little misters vying for the title this year. don't know what happened there, but none entered this year. So, but we will crown a new little miss. Saturday night will be the baby contest, and like I said, that will be put off for 1 hour due to the parade being put off a week. So come out Saturday night, watch the parade downtown Elnora. All the kids like that. They get a lot of candy on the parade route. The queen contestants always give out popsicles, so that's always a big draw for all the kids. It's always nice and hot, and the queen contestants are passing out popsicles. So come out Saturday, watch the parade, come on over, watch the baby show, ride some rides, have some good fair food, spend the last night at the fair with us, and enjoy the new thing that we have this year, which is the go-karts. Hope that that's a big go. I think there's going to be a lot of people come out for that. Something new. A lot of people are interested in it. I think we'll have a lot of people here Saturday night for the go-karts. So come on out and enjoy that with us. Friday night is the Demolition Derby. That's always a big night. Can't wait for that. Last year, whenever our queen and her court were out there ready to do the Demolition Derby, all Miss Lacey Knight could wait to do was she wanted to say, "Start your engines, boys, start the race." Well, they let her do that. So I'm sure maybe this year they will let the 2015 Miss Davies County start the race this year. So come on out Friday night for the Demolition Derby. Maybe the Miss 2015 Miss Davies County will start the race this year. I bet our judges are having a really, really hard time because they're taking a really long time. I'm sure they had a hard decision. It was five beautiful girls tonight. They all did exceptional. They all looked beautiful. They all gave great speeches. So I'm sure it was a hard decision. Hopefully it won't be too long. The judges will be back and we'll be crowning our 2015 Miss Davies County.
All right, so what we're going to do right now is bring up all the past queens and past people that I've placed.
Okay.
All right, first up, I'm going to introduce Miss Ellie Jarrett. She was the 2013 Miss Davis County. She graduated from Washington Catholic in 2013 and is going to be a junior at Butler University studying elementary education and special education. She is currently active in her sorority, Delta Gamma, where she helps raise money for the Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Nextly, I'm going to introduce Chelsea. She was the 2013 Miss Davis County first runner-up and Miss Congeniality. She graduated from Washington High School in 2014 and is going to be a sophomore at Vincennes University, where she is studying radiology. She hopes to become an ultrasound technician. Jenna Schaefer, she is the 2007 Miss Davis County Fair Queen. She is now a full-time reporter and journalist for the Washington Times Herald and lives in Washington with the love of her life, Logan. She currently works on collaborating with the Travis Burkhardt Foundation on her first book. Next, I have Glenna Jolliffe. She was the 2006 Miss Davis County Fair Queen. Glenna is a massage therapist and has her own business in Boonville. She lives in Crisley with her husband, Tim, and their three dogs. Brenda Stallman was the 1986 Miss Davis County Fair Queen. She is now married to Kevin Stallman and has two daughters, Audra, 19, and Elizabeth, 15. Brenda has taught chemistry and biology at Washington High School for 20 years. Let's give a big round of applause to our alumni. All right, so I'm going to bring some of you girls up individually and ask you two questions apiece, if that's all right. Jenna, why don't you come up here first? It's 2007. All right, Jenna. What is the most memorable thing during your reign?
Okay, it's going to be cliche. But I guess the actual part where they announce your name and you win. But not just because you won the contest. But it's not just about that. It's not a beauty pageant. You find out that it's, you know, you gain the confidence because you had to do an interview. You had to speak in front of people. You did things that most people never do in their lifetime. And so I just think it's such an honor and accomplishment to actually be a Daviess County Fair Queen.
Thank you so much. All right, Glenna, will you come up? What was the most memorable thing on your reign?
I think my favorite part was just meeting all the people. It's been a few years since I was Fair Queen. There's still people that I talk with via Facebook, meeting them on the street, you know, that remember me as a Fair Queen. And it's just such an honor to look back on that and know that I had a place in the history books. And it's just an important thing for our county to have that. So I encourage all the girls that are thinking about coming out, come out. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I promise you'll never forget it.
Thank you very much. Well, guess what? Our judges have made it back in the building. Oh, we are so glad to see you. Okay, I would like to bring my 2015 contestants back up on stage, please, in the order you were up here before. Were you first? You were not first at before. Miss Danny Hopkins was up on stage first. Miss Audra Stallman. Miss Patty Newton. Miss Tara Jolla. And Miss Jordan Carr. Thank you, girls, and thank you for waiting so patiently in the back. I know it's hot, and I thank all of our people out front for waiting patiently, too. I would like to bring up People's Choice from last year, Jonna Williams, and our 2014 Queen, Miss Lacey Knight, who is going to help crown as well. Lacey, if you would come up. First of all, John is going to crown People's Choice 2015. 2015 People's Choice this year is Miss Patty Newton. Congratulations, Miss Patty Newton. 2015 People's Choice. Thank you. Miss Congeniality is next. And I will tell you, Miss Congeniality, the girls all vote for this. To me, that's a really big one, you know. It's kind of like People's Choice. It's not just the judges over here. It's the people out here, or it's the girls. So Miss Congeniality was these five girls up here voting. Miss Congeniality 2015, Miss Tara Jolliffe. Congratulations, Miss Tara Jolliffe, 2015 Miss Congeniality. runner-up, Miss Davies County 2015, is Miss Tara Jolliffe. Congratulations, Miss Tara Jolliffe. First runner-up, Miss Davies County 2015, Miss Danny Hopkins. Congratulations, Miss Danny Hopkins. And your new 2015 Miss Davies County is Miss Jordan Carr. Congratulations, Miss Jordan Carr. 2015 Davies County.